I'm Natalie Hutchison with UN News. The unbearable levels of air pollution in India's New Delhi, declared a public health emergency by the local government as of Monday, have made the invisible killer visible. That's from Valentin Foldescu, Senior Program Management Officer for the UN Environment Program in India, UNEP, who said that current levels of toxic particles in the capital are 40 times higher than the upper limit of exposure recommended by the World Health Organization, WHO. Record levels of smog are expected to plague residents for at least a week, with crop stubble burning, waste management, and traffic all contributing to the problem. Mr. Foldescu told Anshu Sharma how UNEP is working with various sectors to make a difference in eliminating killer smog in New Delhi and beyond.
The pollution pattern in India is very complex. It's complex in terms of seasonality. It is complex in terms of source profiles and the way those sources translate into pollution concentration levels. What we are seeing in India right now is indeed a public health emergency, is a public health disaster. The major contributor to this particular pollution event is, or pollution episode, is open biomass burning from, stubble burning from the states adjacent to the national capital region. On top of that, of course, we have regular, so to say, sources of pollution. We are talking about industry, traffic, construction, waste management or waste mismanagement that is creating pollution, open burning of waste, and multiple other sources.
So how alarming is the situation right now, the air quality index? What is it right now, and what does it mean really when we are saying that air quality index is above 400? What does it mean?
Well, in many parts of the world, and also in India, when you do not have the winter season, which is traditionally the pollution season, the high pollution season, we used to talk, and WHO used to talk about pollution as the invisible killer. What we have in India right now, in northern India, in the Indo-Gangetic Plain, we have a situation where we have a visible killer. It's that bad. Yesterday, concentrations, I'm talking about concentrations and not air quality index, they exceeded, for PM2.5, fine particulate matter, they exceeded 1,000 micrograms per cubic meter in many places. We are talking about 40 times exceedance, 40 times, not 40%, 40 times exceedance of the level advised by WHO for 24-hour means, concentrations. That level is 25. Imagine we are experiencing and we are exposed to levels about 1,000. During the peaks, right now, it's probably around 400 to 500. It's still very, very, very high.
So what is UNEP's position on this? What are the solutions for this? And how is UNEP actually coordinating with the government to come up with a solution?
First of all, UNEP has decided to work with those sectors which will be making a difference into reducing air pollution levels in Delhi and beyond. We are working with the agriculture sector to revert, so to say, the practices of open burning to more sustainable practices, which will not involve any burning. Conservational agriculture, which is a nature-based solution. We are supporting the initiatives of the government with the adoption of the Happy Cedar. And we are also supporting, through the Climate and Clean Air Coalition Secretariat that I also represent here in Delhi, we are also supporting with projects on the ground to improve adoption of sustainable practices in agriculture that will remove altogether open burning. And we are very successful at doing that. We have just concluded a recent project with our partners here in India, and we would like now to see a scale-up of that effort to include, the whole state that would embrace a solution like that. Of course, as there are multiple problems, there are also multiple solutions to this, and this is not the only solution. We are also looking into identifying other viable solutions for this problem right now, including biogas technology and adoption. Also, the use of the stubble material to make products that may have profitability for the farmer, but also for the companies that will be making those products. The other sectors that we are working with heavily, I would say, in supporting the government are the waste sector and the industry. And by industry, I would also include the half informal sector of brick kilns, which is also a very difficult sector in India to deal with owing to its complexity. It's a sector where there is a high employment of low-skilled workforce that needs to be retrained to use more viable and more sustainable and more environmental friendly techniques. We would be involved in curriculum of schools. The bottom line is that we believe that what is fundamental to the change, to a big transformational change, is to change the mindset and the knowledge of the people, starting with children and to their grandfathers, if you like.
But what you're talking about are long-term solutions. Right now, the situation is so dangerous. I mean, what should be done immediately to actually control the situation that we are in right now?
Controlling right now is a short-term measure. So I think the government has put in place the graded response plan, which will have some impact. We do not expect this plan to have a huge impact, in particular because an odd-even scheme will not compensate for, in terms of emission reductions from traffic, will not by far compensate from the national capital region is receiving in terms of contributions from open burning. In the long term, yes, we have to deal with traffic. We have to deal with industries, with construction dust and all these sectors. We have seen happening in other countries and very successfully, and UNEP has also supported the efforts of Beijing, for instance, to tackle its air pollution problem. I would also like to say that India is a bit defavorized in the sense in northern India, you have not very favorable atmospheric conditions this time of the year. I wouldn't say it's the problem of the weather that creates the pollution episodes. It's still the emissions that are very large, and that combined to the weather exacerbate the problem by the pollutants being kept close to the ground for longer periods.